streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, cinch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show around the globe, and that's the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we have a great, great guest tonight, Miss Debbie Nelson, and she's going to bring some great resources to you tonight and a great message. So without further ado, we're going to bring her on, and she's going to formally introduce herself. Debbie, you're in the building.
I am.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'm really happy to be here, be a part of what you guys are doing, and love it.
Thank you. So you can formally introduce yourself, Debbie, and break it down to the people.
All right. Well, let me just put it out there. My business is called Metanoia Guide. I offer sobriety healing, and I do alternative healing. So with that, I kind of like to do, it's kind of an energetic healing that I put with it, with my business. And how I started it was, I myself have addiction issues, had them, and went through recovery 2.5 years ago. I suffered alcoholism and was addicted to Adderall. It was my two favorite combinations. So when I hit my rock bottom, I decided I'd start figuring out a way as to how I could increase statistics, because I was tired of, when I sat in treatment facilities, everyone says, look to your right, that person's going to be dead. Look to your left, that person is going to relapse. And out of this room here, maybe there'll be one other person who will make it. And unfortunately, that's true, because in 2.5 years, there's myself and one other man that's still sober, and the rest of either relapsed, committed suicide, died from drug overdose. So it kind of became my mission that I wanted to make sure that somehow, person by person, we could raise that statistic. And, you know, whether it was alternative healing that you brought onto the table, whether or not you became involved with, you know, nutritional healing, whatever, all the different ways you can heal your mind, body, and soul. That was my goal. So with that, that's how I started out. So I love it. Now what I'm currently doing, I have a summit that's going virtual. It's called Addiction Recovery Revolution, and we're blowing the top off of it. Right now I have 30 professionals that are going to, it's a free webinar. It's not sponsored by anybody. So it's free for you to log on and be a part of it. And there's all different people. I mean, I have amazing, we have, you know, Wes Geer, who was the former lead for Korn. He's developed Rock to Recovery. We've got Sherry Gaba, who was the lead therapist for VH1 for, you know, Celebrity Rehab. We have alternative healers like myself. We have, you know, there's all different facets of recovery and how people get it. So I always tell people, don't stop with just one aspect. Keep on fortifying yourself. Like you have cancer. Usually when people get cancer, they start looking at every aspect of their life on how to make sure that that cancer doesn't come back. And I hope people do the same thing with addiction.
Exactly. Amen for that. So what got you involved with the program that you're doing? When you did recover from your addiction, what made you say, well, let me move forward and help somebody else?
It was a really, I had a spiritual experience. I mean, I know a lot of people say that, but when I went into a rehab facility, there was a woman that I was ready to leave, just like everyone, you know, at some point they just say, I'm out of here. I know better than you people and I'm ready to go. And a woman came in and she said, I don't, you know, I was a child counselor and I thought I really had this. And she sat across from us and started to cry. And she said, you know, this is my third treatment center. And it was kind of an eye opener for me because I started realizing I had to make this work. I was a single parent with five kids. I couldn't go down. I could not be one of these people that go down. So I became very humble and started to say, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, so maybe I do need to do this. I stayed in inpatient treatment for 114 days, and then I went to sober living for a year. So I literally did everything, and I'm 50 years old. So, you know, I did everything they told me because it meant that much to me to recover. But I think more than that is that by the time that 1 year mark hit, you know, people were dead.
Right.
How many people were dead? How many people had relapsed? And I started just saying, what else can we do? What other things can we bring to the table? Just like cancer, what other things can we do to make ourselves better and fortify our lives? And I always say we're on this journey where we have to keep learning. And so that was my goal. I keep saying to people, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't, until something resonates with you, then run with it. Then run with it. But if it doesn't, don't feel like, you know, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Then give up. And honestly, I think most people give up because they get that speech that's supposed to scare you. And instead, quite honestly, how many of us, if we walked into the hospital and they said, you have a 5% chance, we'd just say, okay, fine, I don't know if I really want to go through this. I'm just going home and die.
Right.
And I think that's what addicts do. They go home and they die because it's too overwhelming. And so there's so many forms of healing that happen. And what I do energy healing, which is literally, you know, releasing that energy that's negative, that's with you. I don't heal addiction. I say that to my people all the time. I can't heal you from your addiction. Only a higher power than me can do that. But what I can do is release the negative that you have so you're able to heal and able to hear and kind of move some of that energy. So, you know, sometimes, I mean, for some people that's out there, but I'm telling you, when I did it and it made such a profound difference for me. I'm like, I got to take this back to my people. I just have to.
Right.
And I just was on fire. So from the point I was trained in a modality called Simply Healed. And I said, I got to take this back to my people. I have to help people recognize that you can be healthy and happy and sober and recover. And it's not easy, but you do it. People will do it, you know. And like I said, this summit, I would just encourage people to listen because there are some amazing, amazing people that are on it. And instead of looking to the right, you know, you guys are going to be on it. So I say all the
That's
time,
right.
Look, okay, fine. Look to the right, and Lucinda's going to be sitting there. Look to the left, I'm going to be sitting there. Wes Greer's going to be sitting there. So instead of thinking of all the people that aren't making it, you start looking at all the people who are.
That's right. I mean, we talked about the little talk that you get as you go into rehab and everybody's sitting in a circle. Tell us a little bit about what you were telling us the other day. Just like
about
you said, look to the left, look to the right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's like pretty much the standard scare tactic that they say. And, of course, at that point, I hadn't been through treatment. It's true. It really is. Unfortunately, it's true. You do look to your right and you look to your left. And, you know, I keep in contact with the treatment facility that I went to. And unfortunately, yeah, I mean, it's sad to say. And there's the days of, I think, you know, recovery as a whole, we're trying to rid the stigmatism and have people come from out. I don't care if people know I had addiction issues. I don't care because I want to be the face of that you can recover, you can get better, you can move on. And
right.
Follow us, and this is what we do. You know, walk
but
the
do
walk.
Do you believe, going back to that it's more negative, and do you think that's why more people don't stay in recovery? Because
yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Saying, look to your left, look to your right, and maybe one
right.
of the three of you will make it in the end. And, you know,
well, there's
instead
two
of saying
ways of looking
all
at
of
it, it highly, it depended, it depends, I guess, because there's two ways I could look at it. I made that decision that I had to be one of those people because my children meant more, they couldn't not have a parent.
Right.
So for me, it was an eye opener. Now, did I really believe
like,
it?
I'm
probably
be
not
that one.
Until right. I didn't believe it until a year later, and when I was picking up my 1 year chip, one of the kids had overdosed, and they were putting him in the ground.
Wow.
And one of the ladies that I was in treatment with went home and shot herself. Another person overdosed and died. So, you know, it wasn't until you go through that humbling experience. No, that's what I'm saying is I think it's more important now that when you're in the midst of that addiction and at the bottom of your barrel, the most important thing is don't focus on the people that aren't making it. Start focusing
right.
on the people that are.
Right.
Because we're out there.
And if they can do it,
I'm not anonymous.
Exactly.
Right. I'm not anonymous. I stand out in front of everyone and say no, because I promise you, for every one person that is not anonymous, there's how many hidden people that have addiction issues behind closed doors that people don't know about.
Exactly.
Or,
it's
you
not
know,
just
and
drugs
I,
and alcohol. There's a lot
oh,
of addiction.
Oh no. There's tons. Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of addiction, and so I think there's a lot of hidden. Shame and at the same time I think that it's just hidden. So, you know, my goal is to you know, obviously it's my business. At the same time it's my passion. I just when I came back I said I want to do something that I have a passion for, and I couldn't think of beforehand. I used to own an antique store that was down in the Melrose district down in Phoenix. So I did antiques and interior design. I had a store called Miss Funky Junk, and I loved it. But there's nothing that I love more, I mean, than this. And now I can really look back, and when people say, I'm glad this happened to me,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I hadn't been given this and I didn't rise above it, I wouldn't be the person I am. So I'm really thankful that I now get to be in service of helping other people. And that's why, you know, like I said, I wanted to bring this message out to other people. And just like you guys, you know, when I go on and you see, you know, the streets won't love you back and all the different things that you're doing, you can't do it without having a passion for what the message is behind.
Exactly.
That's correct.
You mean,
that's definitely correct.
Yep.
And I would like for you also, Deb, give people your website, and if they would like to get in contact with you on your website and let them know
Absolutely.
What kind of information and resources is on the website.
Right. Because there's resources, and all of this is the summit has got 30 professionals. That's all free. You can log on. Matter of fact, every single one of the people I made them required them to give away something free. So that whether it's a download, information, whatever people, because I want it to be a resource guide that they don't feel like, you know, when I was going through that, my experience was I didn't think, you know, rehab was for rich people, and I didn't have money. I didn't know what there was out there for me, where to go, what there was to do, you know, what insurances would take in different places if you have insurance. So I think there's so much more nowadays, and, you know, there's codependency. I think it's so important. There's a lot of people out there that want to get their loved ones help. They just don't even know where to begin.
Right.
Or it's someone who's habitually had a problem. It's, you know, it's, this is nothing new. I think that there's so much dysfunction within certain families that people just accept it as normal.
Right. Or they don't know that it's not dysfunctional. Just all they know.
Right. That's exactly all they know. So they just think of it as just a way of life. And, you know, I remember kids coming back. I mean, you know, it was hard for me. I remember coming back because I went to sober living over in California, and coming back over to Arizona to be with my family at that time, those emotions are so real, and that's the triggering stuff. And then going back and hearing stories of, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and how difficult it was for different people because, you know, half family members were loaded or drunk or, and I didn't have that. I was really thankful. I didn't personally have that, but I had all the emotions that I drank over that I had to face. So, you know, I always tell everyone 12-step is incredibly powerful and don't in any way negate it. I say that just don't stop fortifying your boundaries and your fortify your walls around you to keep you safe. So keep on doing things, you know, just keep on opening your mind to all the different things. And, you know, like your community of people, all of a sudden everyone starts feeling like, hey, I've got a family that's around me. You know, I have people that I can go to. So, you know, I mean, so it's addictionrecoveryrevolution.com. That's what the summit is. It's free. You can log on. There's going to be over 30 professionals that are offering, you know, all different advice for, you know, to learn how to stop addiction and to stay in recovery. I'm facilitating it. My website is called Metanoia Guide, and that's where I offer, you know, energy healing, sobriety coaching, helping people through, you know, I don't help with the actual addiction recovery aspect. I work with more people that are after they've been in recovery and they're wanting to fortify it. So not that I don't do healing for people. I do healing for people in every aspect and every stage of addiction. You know, I do. Yeah.
That sounds like a winner right there, you know. And is it any deadline on people getting involved with that seminar? Let them know about that as well, Debbie.
Well, the seminar is kicking off March 4th. It'll go for 30 days. There'll be a speaker that would be released for 30 days. The cool thing, if they log in now, you know, and join the summit, there's certain people that are going to be having homeopathic, you know, whether it's vitamins. I've got someone who does medicinal oils. They'll be giving out so many free product for the first 100 people that go on. It's completely free. So, you know, when they log on and they join, then they automatically will get information as to when the speakers are. So, like, when you guys will be on, they'll be – but, you know, there'll be all the other speakers and all the other people that they'll be able to listen. And here, you know, like, I interviewed Wes today, and it was just – he was amazing. I mean, Rock to Recovery, I mean, it's amazing. He's working with PTS people and – you know, he's walking in, and it's amazing what rap, like, you know, he's walking in and doing rock music with them and rap music and people that wouldn't even speak, you know, that really don't want any part of traditional therapy. They're they're bringing down the house. I mean, and people are walking
yeah.
out saying, you know, it's just another form of treatment. So,
right.
For, really
for
good,
the people
really
that
good
like
thing.
That kind of music, because music
right.
really, you know, touches the
right.
soul in different ways.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
And that's it. I mean,
that,
we have, like
know.
I said, right. Right. I mean, and that's the open. I tell everyone, keep certain doors open and keep walking forward and walk through the doors. Don't be afraid. As long as it's someone that's got sobriety and some years under their belt, you know, let them help you take you further down the path, you know, of recovery.
Exactly.
So, you know, don't be afraid. Right.
You know, the more help
so what,
you get,
so
the more successful you'll be.
No doubt. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back with our main girl, Debbie, on the line tonight. So we're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with our homegirl, Debbie. Stay tuned.
Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hall Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hall Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance, let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com. Or you can go to ccahall@amfam.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
Times on my knees, I look to the sky to rain down on me. Someone heavenly, many nights I wish I could fly through the clouds so I can have a conversation with the Most High. Ask him, where's my girl? The one you made for me to have eternally in my life. Think I found my what to do. Got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. Go to the future, baby, you stay down, there's no maybes, that's exactly what it's gonna be.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest radio show moving around the globe. We had to take a quick break, go to a short song, and we're going to come right back with our girl, Miss Debbie, in the house. Debbie, you back in the building.
Hello?
You there?
Yes, you back in the building. So yeah, let them know any last things you would like to tell them, Miss Debbie, and
You know what I'd really like to do,
because
I'd love to do some healing sessions for your people. So, you know, I love what you guys are doing. So next time you guys are out and you're at some function, I'd love to be there. And you can decide where it's going to be, and I'll do some healing sessions for people that would like to participate and do that. And I'll do that free. I'd really like to just I like people being able to kind of experience it. So, you know, it's just it's a spiritual healing. And so, you know, maybe next time we're you're out and about, you let me know what's going to work for you.
Sounds good.
Hey,
yeah.
Y'all heard that right here at the Streets of Love You Back radio show. Miss Nelson is willing to donate her time, you know, to help as well other people. So that's a great thing. It's all about giving back, and she's definitely a great woman at doing that. So give them that website once again, Miss Debbie.
Well, the summit is addictionrecoveryrevolution.com. It's going to be all the renegades that are out there in the addiction world that are making differences in the world. So addictionrecoveryrevolution.com. And my personal site is metanoiaguide.com. So that's where you can go on and log. I'm also on Facebook, so you can look me up. I'm Debbie Nelson. I'm heavily connected in the Phoenix in California recovery community, but you can hit me up. You can IM me. And I'm always available. I always say to everyone, I don't turn anyone away. I like to be able to help anyone.
So that's what's happening. You heard that from Miss Nelson herself. And Miss Nelson, we are very honored to have you on the show tonight, and we appreciate you falling through and spreading that message. Anything else you would like to ask, honey, before we close out?
No, you know, I'm really pleased to be a part of spreading the message that people do recover. So thank you so much for having me be a part of your show tonight.
Oh, it's
thank
a blessing.
You. And
we thank you for coming through.
We look forward
absolutely.
To being a part of the webinar as well. That sounds really exciting.
Oh, I can't wait. It's
going to
be great.
Just another way
yeah.
to help people.
It really is. I think the more that we just put it out there.
Yes, and I sent you an email when you get time letting you know the dates we'll be coming to Phoenix, which will be tomorrow, and we'll be coming back to Phoenix on the 19th Thursday. So any one of them days is available for you while we're in Phoenix, we'll be more than happy to accommodate that with you for your show.
That sounds wonderful. I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well,
have
I've got
a great
my little
night.
Dog that's decided she's protecting me. So, all right. Well, thank you. You guys have a great night, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a great night tonight with Miss Nelson. And after the show is over with, you'll be able to go to her website and see all the great things she's doing across our great state of Arizona. And we would just like to say log on to our website, www.thestreetsonofyourback.com, and get involved with our organization as we continue to educate our youth and at-risk adults against gangs, drugs, and violence to a better life and making better choices. So we appreciate you tuning in tonight. Any last words from you, honey?
No, just keep up with us on our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And if you know anybody that wants to sponsor or be a donator to the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skills Intervention Program, please let us know and please feel free to donate. It is a free program, and it runs on donations, so the more donations we get, the more people we can help. You know, we have our printing costs and different things, so just spread the message. We're looking for some funding to continue this program.
All right. Thank you, ladies
it.
And gentlemen. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Have a great night. See you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, our guest will be Senator Steve Smith. I'm here in Arizona, so make sure you tune in tonight, 7 p.m. Arizona time, 9 p.m. East Coast time. So we look forward to talking and listening to everybody tomorrow. Have a great evening.
Good night.